This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It was just a matter of time, wasn't it, before Let's Make a Deal became a reality again. And sure enough, the Dreamers and the Dems and Trump formed a triangle. So the new deal between the Prez and the Democrats to protect Dreamers and fund border security members, that was heavily on the mind of a lot of people today out of Washington. The Democrats said the security package would not include funding for the wall, while the White House said it would. A source told the New York Times that the Dreamers legislation will not be tied to the wall funding. The White House said tax reform and infrastructure were discussed. But in the end, there was a deal that was made. So it was a productive meeting at the White House, according to many of the Democrats. Yeah, Chuck Schumer is like a house guest, the Senate Minority Leader, and his tag team partner, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. They had a working dinner with Trump at the White House. What was a small chit-chat like at that dinner? So do either one of you play golf? I mean, seriously, maybe they just talked about it all the way through. I don't know. Here's the deal. In a statement, they came to an agreement that was released afterward with the Prez, that's the two Democratic leaders say, that they met with him and over dinner and all that, and they decided they would come up with an agreement on how to protect the 800,000 people who are in the U.S. under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. But that program is going to be phased out in March. So DACA hangs. And the border wall hangs, but not with the approval of the Democrats. In fact, Chuck Schumer was adamant that there wasn't going to be a wall, that there wasn't going to be appropriations. None of that was happening. Pretty interesting. So DACA is being rescinded in 6 months. It was originally signed as an executive order by former President Barack Obama all the way back in 2013. It allowed people who illegally came to the U.S. as children with their parents to stay under certain conditions. 6 months means they could put in place another one. And some sort of permanent legislation. So Republicans were dealt again, and the Democrats stepped in, swooped in, cut a deal. A deal that is apparently going to work for both sides. Yeah. Something that's not working is the power. Boom, boom. Who turned off the lights? Irma did. 6.1 million people without power after Irma. So all those evacuees coming back into the Keys, good luck. Their homes might be shredded. Their businesses crunched by debris. 25% of all homes were destroyed. Pretty rough stuff, those numbers. Destruction, of course, widespread in the Keys. It was. Initially, they found some homes demolished, a bunch of them with damage. It's going to be a while before they bounce back. Because what they were expecting is fence lines to be down, all of that. But I don't know if they were expecting, as one guy said, which I watched him somewhere on one of the news, one of the cable news networks, I think, where he said, we weren't expecting to find someone else's sailboat in our backyard. That pretty much sums it up. Things were rearranged on the deck, so to speak. The aluminum walls of trailer homes were left ripped wide open, exposing insulation and the shoddy interiors of bedrooms and kitchens and to the elements. So all of that has to be cleaned up. But you can clean up after debris. you can't get lives back. I mean, we still go back to the reality of, okay, now you're dealing with it. But imagine in Jacksonville, in the northeastern corner of Florida, they're still recovering from the flooding. And even the governor himself said, Governor Rick Scott, look, there's a lot of areas you would never have thought would have had flooding. We kept thinking low-lying Tampa's ground zero, and then it certainly wasn't. And it definitely paled in scope to the horrible devastation wrought by Irma in parts of the Caribbean. That was the bulk of the fatalities. The bulk of them. I think the loss of air conditioning and just even what people are saying, especially in Jacksonville, that they're just pouring water on their heads a few times a day because they got to figure out something to keep cool. And it's terrible. With the, between the swamp-like conditions and waiting to get help, I mean, it's nasty. Insured property losses in Florida from Irma are expected to run $20 billion to $40 billion. And, of course, they're monitoring another Hurricane Jose. It's been spinning around in the Atlantic about 700 miles west of Florida. The Atlantic hurricane season runs through November. Oof. That's rough. And in the Keys, because it's so scary and there are not a lot of answers, the U.S. aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln was off the Florida's east coast and they sent two amphibious assault ships to help in the Keys. And oh, by the way, starting just a day ago, several major airports in Florida that stopped passengers because of Irma started it back up. I mean, look, Miami International is one of the busiest airports we have. And that's the conduit, the connection to South America for sure. But just in general. Brutal. By the way, the celebrity telethon for hurricane relief raised $14 million in an hour. Whew, that's pretty good. $14 million, a lot of people matching money that was donated. Good stuff. And it was a who's who, and who cares about that, except for that, hey, they raised the money. Beyonce, Justin Bieber, George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, you know, whoever, it seems as though if they could get there, they were there. Some of the biggest names in acting and entertainment, they were on hand to help out. And that's the name of what that benefit was, Hand in Hand, a benefit for hurricane relief. So $14 million. Wow. All that money, so necessary. It always seems like these high amounts we're talking about, but we're talking about thousands of people affected by both of these in both of these areas, in Houston and in Florida and different areas. Whether it's just devastating winds that have knocked everything down, or a combination with a lot of flooding. Come back with us. I'll meet you. Promise on the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. situation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatment may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Quick hits here. I like quick hits. If you're just tuning in, don't tune out. Devastation, baby. Unfortunately, that's the name of the game. In the Caribbean, it's brutal. They are running out of supplies. They are desperate after Irma. There's no doubt about it. Irma reminds us that just like that, something can change in your world. And we saw what happened in Florida because it was eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I said this a couple of nights ago. Boy, my family, I was worried. I was scared to death, I got to tell you. I was on pins and needles. It was high anxiety. I'm not anxious at all. I'm not an anxious person. But, you know, my mother died a few years ago, and my life consists of really close family members would be my brother and nephew and sister-in-law. And, of course, I have an aunt who's fabulous, and she lives in Florida, too. So all of them were right in the middle of this, and we kept hearing every 5 seconds how Tampa was going to explode and that you needed to get out now. And really they were worried. Everybody was worried. And every day, 9 days, where is it going? What's happening? And then look what happened. It ended up really ripping up Jacksonville. And people in Jacksonville thought, we dodged it. It's gone on the other side, and then it's jumped over to the west. We feel badly for our fellow Floridians, but it's not hitting us. And lo and behold, guess what happens? It hits them in a very bad way. And I had a conversation with my aunt, who had a little bit of damage, and then found out, oh, she had more damage than she thought because there was some leaking. but all fixable. And luckily she has the means, since she worked hard for a long time and saved, and, you know, the American dream, I suppose. But bottom line is, she feels fortunate that she can replace what's happened, and people around her lost porches and sides of houses, and geez, incredible, the devastation, absolutely incredible. Sad to tell you this story. Whenever you hear school shooting, it doesn't it make you cringe? Of course it does. You have to have some kind of gut reaction. Student was killed in a shooting inside Freeman High School near Spokane. There were three others who were in stable condition at a hospital. They're trying to investigate and get the answers to the question that you can't believe. How did this happen? The shooting is heartbreaking. You just think of the victims and it's awful. The suspect brought a whole bunch of weaponry to campus, and the shooting happened in a second floor hallway. But then one of the weapons jammed. And this is a school that's sandwiched between two cities in Washington, Spokane and Rockford, has about 327 students. Essential that we do something to try to prevent that, but as it leaves my lips, it's ridiculous, because what do you do? They have drills, which they had the day before. You have a guard. You do a lot of different things to try to stop it from happening. And the answer is you can't lock them in. You can't do a lockdown situation. So even with guards and precautions and everything else, there's, I guess, always this chance that you'll be seeing something about some kind of a shooting, some kind of a school shooting. And, you know, the schools are combating bullying. A lot of schools, you have to sign something in the beginning of the year. And if there's a bullying incident, they get a warning, and a lot of them. And then the second one, they're out. And, or they decide on the fate of the person. So that's being handled, but I fear what the story will bring. Who knows? Could be some weird twist. Could be. But that's why they're carefully waiting to see. By the way, I said this was quick hits. So that is a sad, sad story. Something else that I think is a sad, sad story is the new iPhone. Because really, I just want to know, if you're willing to pay $1,000 for an iPhone, you know what $1,000 can get you? A whole lot of groceries. But I guess if you're going to pay $1,000 for the iPhone, you're not hurting. So you want the latest, greatest, and this is your craving, this is your sugar. So if your sugar is technology and you're all into the iPhone 10, then you're ordering it. And who cares what anyone thinks? But boy, that is a lot. And they're basically trying to tell us, you need this phone. It's incredible. It does all these things because it's come from the future and it's descended upon us just a little bit early. So aren't you lucky? And then I think it makes you want it more. The scarcity factor is huge. Speaking of huge, this was a big deal last year, the whole Anthem protests. Remember, somebody's going to take a knee, and they were upset, and Colin Kaepernick, who then played for the 49ers, made a huge political statement. Now it's a question of whether he'll find himself on another team or not. But there's a lot of discussion as to whether Anthem are over with. So images of players kneeling down or protesting, very minimal. Very minimal. Very few people did it. even though they've done it in the past, players understand, I think, what it can mean. I mean, the political statement they can make, but what, here's the thing, after you do it a couple times, does it lose its originality and the push for the reason why you're doing that, which I think. I mean, look at J.J. Watt. He's such a great example of a humanitarian. The hurricane slaps into Houston. What is he doing? He's raising more than $30 million for the Harvey victims. That's incredible. That is incredible. So maybe it's a little bit of a wake-up call to some of these players that, you know, you do a, if you have a protest for to have meeting, you don't keep doing it every single game, and you don't do the same thing over and over again. At least I don't think so, especially now in the NFL. But kudos to J.J. Watt. That might have been the feel-good story from over the weekend. And here we go again, as we have another round of the NFL coming up. A big reminder to you, we'll do that on Thursday. So Thursday is Nail the Score. As we try to nail the score, and it's so, so tough to do. I've had so many of you ask me, when is it coming back? And the answer is, it's coming back Thursday into Friday. And actually in the first week. Which is awesome. Or, no, coming back second week, rather, into the games that are coming up on the weekend. Not to confuse everyone. So, second week, heading into the weekend, how's that? I think it makes sense. And we'll be able to recap the Thursday game. And for those of you who like to partake in the whole football thing, you don't have to know anything about football, by the way. You're just picking a team and telling us the final score. For example, if you've never heard this, the Browns and the Ravens are playing. Browns are favored by 8 points. Do you believe that? Do you think Deshaun Kizer is going to be amazing? Or is there something that Baltimore won't be able to figure out? I kind of like the Ravens. I think I would have to go to the Ravens there. And then you have the Eagles-Chiefs. After the Chiefs' incredible performance, if you think about it, over the Patriots to open things off on the first Thursday night game, they're playing at 1 o'clock Eastern. So who knows? One of them will be the game of the week. I do know that. And it won't be the game that has been played, by the way. Because, of course, we'll have one in the books by the time we hit the airwaves on Thursday, which is the Texans and the Bengals. Stay with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime coming up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, I don't know about you, but I am a huge fan of the romance novel. My mother was a voracious reader, and after she passed away and we were cleaning out her place, I found underneath her bed stacks and stacks of romance novels. And this woman was brilliant. I mean, she was so, so smart. And I thought it was so cool that she also, besides reading all these heavy books about biographies, etc., that she had this passion for romance. And I think it's very cool that we have romance novelist Lauren Smith with us, and she has written a ton of books. But what's really, really cool about her too, she has a secret. She's a lawyer by day and a fantasy novelist by night. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So when I say lawyer by day and then you're this fantasy novelist by night, tell us about that. That's intriguing.
Well, you know, it's funny. It was like you were talking about with your mother and romance novels. I had never read a romance novel until I was in law school. Law school is such a grueling, stressful process, and I just remember thinking I needed a way to escape, and I was a big reader, and I'd been writing since the third grade, and one of my friends said, you know, you write love stories. Have you ever read a romance? And I said, oh my gosh, no, I don't read that stuff.
That's, yeah, I would never read that, right? Romance
right.
novels? I'm not going to do that.
I'm too good for that. And then I started reading them, and I was blown away by the writing, the quality of the stories, the research that the writers put in. And what I really loved was that love stories aren't cheesy. They aren't cliche. They're about characters overcoming obstacles to be together and solving problems. And I just was astounded that I thought this genre has such a bad rap and the stories are so captivating and wonderful. And I thought, I want to write that. And so I survived law school by reading romances and writing romances. And then it just kind of took off and it became this kind of way to survive the stresses of being a lawyer, because during the day, you know, I would be, you know, stuck in court all day, and I would kind of just, you know, in between my cases on the dockets, I would pull out my notebook and just kind of write a few pages here or there, and it just kind of calmed me down and kind of helped me find my zen.
Were you ever, in writing, in those stolen moments during your day job as a lawyer, kind of weaving the judge or the bailiff or the other attorneys or the defendants into your stories in any way?
You know, I was tempted. I think what a lot of people ask me is, you know, do you ever consider writing legal thrillers? And I've thought about it, but the thing is you have to really know something well to write it. And I think if I tried to write something really legal or have a lot of legal connections to my lawyer past, it would be really difficult to get it just right. I think, you know, John Grisham and those other attorneys, David Baldacci, what they do is so difficult, because I think other lawyers, when you read the books, my father's a lawyer too, and we read them and we think, oh, you know, they messed up on this little part, or they should have done this in this case, you know, and but I've steered away from that. And I try not to let anybody that I've met in real life kind of color my writing as far as characters, although I have had some amazing experiences that I thought someday, 20 years down the road when it's safe, I'm like, I might write some memoirs off of the things that I've seen in court over the years.
We're talking with Lauren Smith. Her website, by the way, is Lauren Smith Books. It's L-A-U-R-E-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, books.com, laurensmithbooks.com. She's a romance novelist, and you mentioned a law career as being in the past, so you're no longer working as a lawyer. You're a full-time novelist. And let me add to that question, when you discovered the romance novel, to today, how much time passed? Because I think people are wondering, is this the kind of business or entrepreneurial opportunity that takes years to cultivate? Or is it something that if I have the writing skills, I might be able to dive into and begin to build some success in a quick way?
It is quick, depending on what type of person you are. I knew going in that I wanted to make writing a full-time career. So I read my first romance novel in 2009, which was about midway through my second year of law school, and I passed the bar in 2011. I worked as a full-time attorney up until about a year and a half ago, and now I work part-time. So I kind of say it's in the past as far as full-time work, but I still work with sole practitioner attorneys out of my house. I write legal briefs, and I do research for them and proofread their briefs and other kind of small things that don't require me to go into court anymore. That way I can work full time. And the main thing that I would say is, if anybody's interested in this entrepreneurial effort as far as being a writer, it can happen, especially in this day and age with indie publishing or self-publishing being such a huge opportunity. What you have to do, though, is you have to approach the market and say, what is selling and can I write that? And that's the research you have to do, because I think a lot of people think, oh, I can write a book, and they want to write a book, but it might be not in a genre that sells well. So you have to be ready to adjust your writing ability and think, do I want to write mystery thriller? Do I want to write some commercial fiction, you know, romance, the stuff that is on the market, in the airports, in the Walmart, stuff that people buy and read three or four books like that a week? That's the kind of stuff that makes money. And so you have to approach it with a critical eye and say, what can I write that's going to sell and make money? And that took me about from my first book published in 2014 in January, and now I have about 25 titles out as of
25
now.
25 titles.
And I try to release six a year. So.
Yeah, wow. And so in saying that, and we'll get back to the books that you have, but how about using social media in your business as a romance novelist? I would think that could also meld well just to get the word out. Is that what you have to do as well?
Oh, yes. It's absolutely crucial. You know, the days of writers being in little cabins in Maine and enjoying their privacy is over. You know, I remember having a talk with my publicist, and she says, you have to take pictures of your life. Put it on Instagram. Show people what your day-to-day life is. And I remember thinking, but I'm so boring. How can you know? But what I realize is people love pictures of your pets. So my dogs are the stars of my Instagram account. And I've developed a Facebook group on Facebook where people, it's a private, you know, kind of exclusive group, and I share teasers with them. I let them know it's going on. I let them have inputs on my covers if I'm self-publishing a book, and I give them feedback, and I run special contests, and then they do reviews for me, and then they push me out on all of their social media accounts to share what they love. So it's really a give and take. In the romance reader community, readers are so involved with you, and they love your stories, and they care about your characters so much that they will go the extra mile if you really cultivate that relationship as a two-way street of friendship. And it takes a lot of effort, and it, for an introvert like me, it is a little difficult, but they make it so rewarding because they love your stories so much that it's like talking to friends every day when I get on social media and interact with them.
So because of that, I would assume with the, you know, 25 plus and pounding more out books, that people must wonder, and you're writing romance, they must wonder about your love life. Do people ask you questions about that?
I think that the running joke is people, my parents are very supportive of my romance writing career, and they're very involved in the business. They're sort of like part of my entrepreneurial team. And we have friends of theirs that always come up and ask my dad and my mom jokingly, and they say, "Was your daughter writing this from real life experience?" And my dad goes, "No. Definitely not." it's a running joke. I mean, they just say, no. But the trick is, you know, writing romance, all you have to do is read what other people out there have written, and you kind of can integrate the styles and what works in scenes to you. It's kind of almost, I jokingly say, it's almost scientific to write about love.
Which, of course, when you're falling in love, it's the least scientific thing in the world until you look at it biologically.
Right.
All right, we're talking with Lauren Smith. She's a romance novelist. Her website is laurensmithbooks.com. And I want to talk about your books and take kind of an interesting angle on this, Lauren, because, look, first of all, we're Forbes Books at Bedtime. So bedtime, perfect time to talk about romance novels, right? But we're also Forbes Books. And so you brought up marketing, and we're very interested in the marketing of romance novels and how you've learned that. And so one of the things I want to do is give you an opportunity to tell us about your books. For instance, you have a series called The League of Rogues. Tell us about the series and why, from a marketing perspective, writing a series of romance novels is so important.
A series is so important because the average romance reader will read 3 to 4 books a week. And if you can get them addicted to your book,
a week.
That's why it is a $2.8 billion industry in romance alone, and they prove it by reading that much.
So they go to get more books more than they go to the grocery store to get food.
Exactly.
Wow.
Kate, I think we're in the wrong business.
I know. That's incredible. Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. Are you kidding? And what's the demographic? What's the demographic of the people who read romance novels that you know of?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Since the new adult, young adult genres, new adult being 12 to 18-year-old readers and new adult being 18 to 24-year-old readers, you've got this kind of what I call the twilight readers are aging up. The readers that were reading, you know, high school age fiction, they're in their college years now, and they are wanting more adult romances. And you're seeing a younger crowd transferring over. And so our demographic is now about between 18 and 18. Now, to be honest, we're spread that wide, with the average being in the 40s and 50s in age, but it's getting a lot younger.
So tell us about your books. If we're just hearing you for the first time and we have not discovered you at laurensmithbooks.com, which book would you recommend we get first to get started on that 3 to 4 a week?
Well, you know, that's a tough question because I'm one of the few authors that really tries to write everything under the sun. So I write historical romances, paranormal romances, contemporary romance. I do a little bit of erotic romance. But I would probably say, if you're just the average reader who hasn't been exposed to me, I would say the League of Rogues series, just because it's probably the funnest. You have these 5 guys in Regency England, and Regency England was a time period where men and women could get away with a lot of scandalous stuff. I mean, Jane Austen makes it sound very buttoned down, but that time period was pretty wild. You know, they didn't have any wars going on. They weren't fighting anybody. It was a kind of a 20-year period where they were kind of could just get into trouble socially on their own, and it was a lot of fun. And so I have these 5 men that have these very strong bonds of friendship, and they kind of get into all these little mishaps and adventures, and they fall in love along the way. And what's so captivating for my readers about that series is from the very first page of the first book, you have all 5 heroes present in the story. Even though one story focuses on one hero and one heroine. Every single book in the series has all of the men and their future wives or current wives interacting. And so it's like you never have to say goodbye to those characters, and it only builds on that loyalty. I'm going to be releasing my fifth book this July, and I have fans that are absolutely raving mad. They just are desperate to get to so-and-so's story, which is book 7 or 8 down the line. You
that's
know? And
it's brilliant that from a marketing perspective.
I love it.
Brilliant.
I love it. Lauren Smith, we are off to go and start on that series, Romance Novelist. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Resolutions or set goals, and so many of those goals, I cannot tell you, and we all know this, relate to diet, how we look. If we could just lose a few pounds, if we could just use a lot of pounds. It's always fun to have her on the show anyway, but boy, she knows her stuff. Of course she does. Dawn Zier, who is the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. And Dawn, first of all, Happy New Year. And I got to tell you, I saw a spot with Marie Osmond. She looks great. She looks like she's like 32 years old.
She does. Thanks, Kate. Happy New Year as well. Yeah, Marie looks great, and she's feeling great. And what I love about Marie is that she's lost the weight and has been able to keep it off, which is key.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know this. This is what happens. We promise we're going to start this new diet, and it's going to happen the beginning of the new year, and then there's hurdle after hurdle after hurdle.
What is it that, you know, what is it that we can do to keep ourselves on the right road? Why is that that we do that promising thing?
Yeah, well, losing weight is one of the top New Year's resolutions. And now already, you know, 20 days into the new year, many people have decided, wow, this is really hard and are beginning to fall off. And our number one key is really to make it easy. I don't think people realize that they're making 200 food decisions every day. I think that I make, you know, maybe 10, a couple of snacks, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. But we're actually making 200 different food decisions. So really keeping it easy and trying to a program like ours where you don't have to count calories, you don't have to weigh, you don't have to measure foods, really helps people learn by having it almost spoon-fed to you, and then you can begin to emulate that.
Yeah, and that's so well said. 200 decisions, that's crazy. I guarantee all of you listening were not thinking that was the number. So you talk about snacks, and snacks is the thing that can really, you know, knock people off of their game. What can we do about, and I know you certainly, your company has investigated this, what can we do to be smarter about how we snack and what we drink?
Well, drinking's easy, right? Nothing beats water because calories from drinks really do add up fast. But if you're at a party, you know, stick with the dry wines. They often have fewer calories than sweeter varieties. Lighter beers, you know, those are some of the choices, especially as we, you know, are, you know, hot and heavy in football season and there's lots of beers at these parties. So, you know, go with the light beer. And snack smart. Often, you know, bringing your own snacks is often the best to do. You know, those 100 calorie packs of almonds or 100 calorie snacks are really good. Popcorn is always a good alternative. Beef jerky, low fat string cheese. Avoid the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, they're everywhere, by the way, pushing the Girl Scout cookies. I know, I was a Girl Scout.
Especially this time of year. It's hard. Those Mint cookies are hard to walk by.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you make a good point about water, water, water. There is one thing. If you drink water, do you find this, and probably a lot of people in the program find this too, when you drink water before you eat, and if you really drink enough of it, there is kind of that full factor, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely fills you up. And now, you know, there's so many different variations of water. You can add the energy drops, the different flavorings. So, you know, water has a lot of different opportunities to it to, you know, keep you from getting bored. And, you know, the other thing about dieting is really being able to see results pretty quickly to keep you motivated, which is why, you know, something like Turbo 10, for example, where you can see weight begin to fall off you in that very first week and you can start feeling better after a month. There's nothing like quick results to really keep you motivated. And, you know, not talking fads or gimmicks, those things really don't work, but, you know, a good nutritional weight loss plan that helps you really begin to see those results and keep going.
The other thing is, how about exercise? Because you know, you always hear people talk about this, that, oh, I just don't have time, I can't do it, but then they're in front of the TV at night. I know it's exhaustion and everything else sometimes, but there is something to getting that body moving, right?
Yeah, movement is always good. Now, the truth is that 80% of weight loss is related to, at least 80%, what you put in and at, what you put in your mouth. So, you know, exercise can get you so far, but exercise is good just, you know, to make you feel better and have more energy, and you can squeeze it in. You know, if you're sitting on down every night to watch The Voice or American Idol, two great shows, you know, get up and dance while they're singing. You know, you can do little things, you know, like that, walk during lunch. You know, there's a lot of ways you can informally get exercise into your life. And, you know, it doesn't have to take away from watching your favorite show.
Yep. We're speaking with Dawn Zier, president and CEO of Nutrisystem. How about the scale thing? Is there a better time in the day to get weight, or what are your thoughts on the scale? Because we want to know. Well, it's what's great about Nutrisystem, honestly, it's like you have a lot of programs because you know mentally we need to see something. We need to see some movement to keep us on the course, right? So you know people are going to get weighed.
Right, and people's weight varies throughout the month and also throughout the day. So my tactic is to, you know, get up in the morning, do what you need to do in the morning, right before you get in the shower, weigh yourself. That's probably when you're going to be your lightest. And also it's something, you know, you do on a fairly, hopefully, on a regular basis, the showering part. And, you know, you can then weigh yourself, you know, once a week at that same time to see how you're doing. You know, I'm not a big believer in weighing yourself every day, but I think you should weigh yourself 1 to 2 times a week to make sure you're you know, staying on track. What gets hard is when you skip that week because you don't think you were that good, and then that turns into 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then you've totally fallen off the scale.
Yeah.
But I think same day, usually morning, because that's, you know, when the best results are. You know, weigh yourself in the morning consistently.
Yeah, absolutely. As somebody who's, you know, running the company and you're always looking for new ways to get the help out there, because I know you and I have talked now for a couple of years, and you certainly take a lot of pride in what's happening with people when you get those great letters back and whatnot.
Absolutely.
So is it, have you found that that's what it is? It's what you said right at the very beginning. We need something easy. And at Nutrisystem, you're always looking for ways to make it easier, right?
Yeah, I think it's hard to lose weight on your own, especially if it's something you've struggled with for all your life. And, you know, we take the guesswork out. So that does make it easier. And then, you know, once you begin to see the results, you feel good, you keep going, and then you learn how to do it on your own. And that's really important. And, you know, you also have to forgive yourself. You know, we're never going to be perfect all the time, and that's okay. But these, you know, improvements that we begin to make really do begin to develop into lifetime changes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dawn Zier, thanks so much. Always fun to chat with you.
Same here, Kate.
All right, always fun to talk with Dawn. She's so positive. You can hear that reverberates throughout her voice. So, you know, there's another example of someone who obviously loves what she does. And it's really true. There was something that I saw with Marie Osmond, and I could not believe. I mean, I guess I can believe. The Nutrisystem program for her obviously was fabulous. She looks incredible. I mean, she really does. And she lost 50 pounds. And I think Dawn is right. There's no question that it's so hard to lose weight. I mean, I used to say that, boy, it's so much easier to be a man, because if you're a guy, it seems like weight peels off a little bit faster than it does for women. And I don't know if that's accurate or not. It just feels that way. But, it's interesting in looking around and seeing among our own friends how many people had these goals of trying to get in shape, trying to lose weight, and how many people just fail at it. And as Dawn was saying, then, you know, they beat themselves up and they don't seem to get back on that path. And there were some great little tips that she gave at the top of this when I asked her about the whole food and snacking thing. And we were talking about that. And the almond pack deal is huge. You know, like when you're waiting in these long lines or you're stuck somewhere. I think that's the fatal mistake people make when they go to the grocery store. By the time they're running around and doing XYZ, they get to the grocery store and they're absolutely famished. So anything you see, you just want it. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You're hungry and you're not thinking of, ooh, how many calories, what's in this, what am I doing? And it's kind of the same thing when you go out and you're in a social situation with the drinking deal, because she's right, you could get a light beer. Or you could get a drier wine instead of something that socks in the calories. Like, I was shocked a couple of years ago. Somebody showed me the calories in margaritas. And, wow, depending on what kind of margaritas, none of them are low calorie. But some margaritas are almost 1,000 calories. 1,000 calories for one margarita. Crazy. So whatever your goals are, I hope that you achieve whatever it is you want to achieve, especially when it comes to feeling better, looking better, and getting some of that weight off, because I know what that's like. I'm always working on that. Stay with us, back with more in just a moment.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.